The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So I think it's always worth pointing out at the start of any of these conversations at the Children's Hospital, just to reset our stall, in 2015, when planning was applied for this Children's Hospital, the estimated cost was €650 million. The estimated completion date was 2020. We're now in 2024. It's not done. And the bill is about €2 billion. So always worth, I think, pointing that out before you talk about anything else. So who was before this committee today? David Gunning. He is the chief officer of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, the NPHDB, and he came out all guns blazing. It is clear to the board that the biggest factors contributing to the continued delay to completion are BAM, the contractor, their continued insistence on offering rooms in areas within the hospital is complete when they are still incomplete, BAM's continuing failure to manage the project execution, and BAM's continued unwillingness to resource the project appropriately. He said he feels the hospital is the hostage in the negotiation. Take a listen.
I think this ties back to a commercial strategy. And maybe this is going too far, but let me say it the way it appears to me, is that it's almost as if, you know, we'll slow down the progress. BAM will slow down the progress. And, you know, the hospital is the hostage in this negotiation.
That is what he had to say. The hospital is the hostage in the negotiation. Our message, he said, to BAM is twofold. When are we getting our hospital and not one penny more? Now, in relation to completion and rooms being completed, he told politicians at the committee, not a single room, not one, has been completed to required standards. Then jumped in Phelim Devine, who's the project director. He said the rooms the design teams have been offered, that those design teams have gone into those rooms, they've inspected more than 500 of them, and there are significant defects in every single one. Listen to what he had to say.
These aren't scuffs of paint or scuffs on the floor. These are issues with incomplete works above ceiling, to do with the ventilation ductwork, to do with insulation, to do with labelling, to do with dust, to do with some fire issues in terms of fire sealing around doors. These are all compliance issues that are critically important.
So, compliance issues, critically important. These are not scuffs. This is not the usual snag list. The rooms are being offered as complete and they are incomplete. They are absolutely ad inum on that. Phelim Devine and David Gunning. He was asked, Phelim Devine was, what is left to complete within the hospital? He says there's two main components left. He said, first is bringing those rooms up to actual completion standard. None of them are signed off, he said. They're very advanced, but not complete in accordance with the contract. He also said the final stage then is what's called a technical commission, and then you're at substantial completion. He also said that they need to increase resources in order to meet the June date. That is June 2025. That is when the keys, as it were, are meant to be handed over. Now, David Gunning was asked about that, about the opening of the hospital, and he said that BAM has told them substantial completion will be June 2025, which will facilitate a 2026 opening. Then he said, I really don't want to contemplate going beyond that. Now, that's not the same as saying it will not go beyond that. He says, I don't want to contemplate going beyond it. Now, it should be said that in recent days, BAM have rejected these claims, certainly rejecting the claim that they've been trying to extract as much money from the Irish taxpayer as possible. As the Minister for Health had said at the weekend, they've described all of these allegations as misleading, as ill-informed and incorrect. These claims have absolutely no basis in fact, nor are they helpful to ensure this complex and vital project is completed at the earliest possible juncture. So, say, BAM, they've attributed the delay to design changes at various times. David Gunning today from the board robustly disagreed with this. We are not getting, wait till you hear this, we are not getting the BAM A game on this project. We do not agree that design change is the cause of delays in this project. So that is where we are at after today's committee. We've got the board pointing the finger squarely at BAM, the contractor. We have BAM, the contractor, shrugging their shoulders and say, listen, this is nothing to do with us. This is your problem. You keep changing the design. And then the rest of us are left in the middle scratching our heads. And there are so many unanswered questions that we scratch our heads over. There's two things that spring to mind for me. Who drafted these contracts? Because we have had so many guests in this studio talking about how the problem goes back to how the contracts were drafted. And yes, they were drafted under Simon Harris's watch as Minister for Health. So often the questions are put to him. But he didn't draft them. Like, a legal team would have drafted these contracts. We're talking about accountability. Who is this legal team who drafted such shoddy, shoddy contracts, as other people have described them? That is a question I would love to have an answer to. The other detail, the other little detail I'd love to have an answer to, maybe this is just me, but it was a single line in Fionnán Sheehan's article at the weekend. Listen to this. Minister Stephen Donnelly also cited an example of BAM quoting €25 million for remediation work that was completed by another contractor for €200,000. Now, how in the hell do they explain that? Anyway, the one thing that at least was clear today, I think, was the frustration of David Gunning and Phelim Design, and indeed the frustration of the politicians, members of that committee. Here's one of them, Roisin Shortall.
The developer is claiming that it is all those design changes that have run up this bill. And you, on the other hand, are claiming it's project delivery. So there's a standoff now between the two sides. And that's not really of much use to any of us, especially the children that are waiting to get treatment in that hospital.
Roisin Shortall, the Social Democrat TD, speaking at that Oireachtas committee earlier, and she is with me now. Roisin, what did you make of what you heard today?
Good evening, Kieran. It was very hard to make anything of substance from today's meeting. It was actually very disappointing and disheartening, I'd say, as well, because we were hoping that some light would be shone on the situation. I mean, this saga has become a shambles now. It's been going on for years. And we met with the Development Board last year, in July of last year, and that was very unsatisfactory because we'd got very few answers. And like, the two key questions are, when is this hospital going to open and what's the total bill going to be at the end of that? And we were no nearer today to getting those answers than we were last year. And, you know, it's very hard to know the rights and wrongs of this in relation to, you know, where are the problems here? We had the Development Board saying that two things needed to be done. First of all, there is no compliant programme. That's a programme that will set out how long it takes to complete this project and when it will be completed. Now, that's unheard of in a major infrastructural project. There hasn't been an up-to-date compliant programme for 3 years. And like, nothing has been done about that. And the second point that Mr. Gunning made was that the second thing we need is that we need adequate resourcing of the project by BAM. We need to have enough staff on site. And he made the claim that there's only about 60% of the required workforce on site. Now, like, he kept repeating those two points. That's what's needed in order to get to a point where this hospital can be opened. But we know that that has been the problem. They've been the two problems now for a very long time. And there seems to be a complete logjam between the two sides. And, you know, we weren't offered any solutions in terms of what is the pathway out of this quagmire and how can it be resolved? And you asked, you know, about the original contract. And of course, one of the problems is that there were two different contracts. It was a two-stage contract. Yeah. The first one was signed off by Leo Varadkar as Minister for Health, and that was problematic. And then there was a second stage contract, and that was signed off by Simon Harris, the current Taoiseach, when he was Minister for Health. And, you know, he said that this was going to sort out everything, that, it, you know, we'd have clarity about the finish time and the final cost. And of course, it hasn't delivered to that. There's been major problems with those contracts.
Yeah, but who drafted those contracts? Do we know? And I'm not trying to absolve Leo Varadkar or Simon Harris for accountability, for, you know, of any responsibility. The buck stops with them as the people running the department, of course, and as the senior line minister. But at the same time, like, they were repeating what somebody told them, the person who drafted the contract, who said, yeah, this is going to solve all our problems. Who the hell was that person?
Okay, so we did get into this today at some length about the contract and the nature of the contract. And it was, the finger was pointed at what is termed the public works contract, a contract that is used in major infrastructure projects in the public sector. And like, this is problematic. There is no doubt about that. And one of the main difficulties with it is that it didn't tie the developer down to a finish date. So, you know, BAM are making promises and promises all along. But under the contract, he's not the company is not tied to a finish date. Now, you know, we have a very poor history in this country of delivering delivering projects in relation to public infrastructure, delivering them on time or on budget. And the tendency has been that they breach both of those things. Mm. And we need to learn lessons from that. Now, yesterday, when this was raised in the Dáil with Pascal Donoghue, who, after all, is the Minister for Public Expenditure and the NDP delivery, it was interesting, I think, listening to what Pascal Donoghue said, because he was quite contrite and he talked about learnings from this whole process. So he's saying that there are lessons to be learned from the contract that was used here and that has been used in so many other big projects. He didn't spell those out, but quite clearly we need to ensure that that contract is updated and we don't continue with that. And particularly, I'd say, Kieran, in relation to the next big hospital project, which is the maternity hospital. But we need, you know, there's lessons there and they need to be recorded and we need to change the way of doing things urgently. Yeah. But in relation to this particular project before us, the National Children's Hospital, I think at this stage, you have to ask the question, is it time now, given that the contract is not going to deliver for us unless BAM change their approach completely?
Is it a case now
for calling for a senior political intervention in this? And I'm talking about from the Taoiseach. And I think that has to happen in relation to BAM.
Róisín Seachtain, Social Democrat TD. Róisín, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.